And now we're going to a story about the Justice Department trying to find out if someone at the White House told columnist Robert Novak that the wife of a former U.S. diplomat critical of the administration is a CIA spy. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca reports on how the newsman, Robert Novak, remains silent as the search for the leak widens.
Both the leakers and the leakee know who they are. At this point, all we know is who the leakee is. It's columnist Robert Novak, who, as a journalist, has some rights not afforded to most people, according to Washington lawyer Bob Lystad.
A journalist based in D.C. would almost certainly avail itself of the reporter's privilege based on the First Amendment, which has been recognized by federal courts within the District of Columbia jurisdiction.
If you're thinking, thanks, high-priced lawyer from the firm of Baker Hostetler, I have heard of the First Amendment, think again. Some appeals courts, like the one in Chicago, say a reporter's right not to spill the beans isn't guaranteed by the First Amendment. They can be forced to sing like a mafia stool pigeon. But in D.C., if there's another way to get the information, you can't force the reporter to give up a source. And, as Lystad notes, in this case, there most definitely is a way.
I would certainly argue on behalf of a reporter that the Justice Department should go into the White House and depose every member of the administration to determine from the White House who the confidential source was.
Subpoenaing the White House opens up another can of judicial worms, as Richard Nixon and Bill Clinton can tell you. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.